this dictation is by Dr. Sharon R. Mays, MD. The date of examination is 10/28/22. The name of the patient is Hector Castro. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram. File Streco space Castro space H cardiocare associates letterhead. Treadmill stress echocardiogram date of examination 10/28/22. Referring physician Supathra Karen Anathy, MD. Performing physician Sharon R. Mays, MD. New paragraph. Clinical indication: 72-year-old male with history of positive calcium score and hypertension for stress test on medication. Parentheses: hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligrams, amlodipine, thesylate 7.5 milligrams. Close parentheses. Period. New paragraph. ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, RSR prime, V1, V2, new paragraph, baseline blood pressure, colon 130 over 70, baseline heart rate, colon 64 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. Patient exercised for 11 minutes, semicolon 2 minutes into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 130, parentheses, 87% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 160 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 20800, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period, stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets. The patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress on medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise, with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity. The patient had a final blood pressure of 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 99 at the end of the recovery period. There was a VPC at peak stress. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Make that there was a VPC at peak stress upon cessation of exercise. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph. Impression normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in the left lateral detubus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chamber views, and apical two-chamber views were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph. Baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph. Post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph. Impression. Normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph. Conclusions. 1. Normal ECG portion, treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. 3. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets, comma, decreased from his prior stress test. 4. The patient had baseline borderline hypertension with a normal blood pressure response to stress with a plateau at peak stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on his current medication. The patient had a mildly attenuated heart rate response to exercise with just being able to attain greater than 85% maximum predicted heart rate at his functional capacity, suggesting condition response to stress as well as a possible element of conduction disease. Correction, suggesting a condition response to stress and or an element of conduction disease. 5 VPC was noted at peak stress upon cessation of exercise, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to 87% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, comma, normal augmentation, wall motion with exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the current referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon R. Mesa, MD.